And it's just a perfect illustration of something like, it went. Anyway, got it. Some of us are scared of taking risk. Let me tell you about one father who decided to take the risk. It was late evening, and he decided to take a shortcut from his work to home. And as he was cutting through the woods, kind of getting dark a little bit, he was getting into a lonely part of the woods, and he heard a scuffle back in the bushes. And he heard a girl's voice say, "Help! Help!" And he realized there was a young girl being assaulted. Now, his initial reaction was, "I better not get involved. Because if I get involved, he could be armed. Something could happen to me. I better not. I better just go on home and act like nothing happened." But on the other hand, how do I face God tomorrow? How will I ever know what happened? So he decided to just take the risk. And he started screaming and he ran toward the bushes. And as he jumped into the bushes, some half-dressed guy ran off in the opposite direction. And then he said, "Excuse me, miss, are you okay? Miss, excuse me, are you okay?" He repeated it two or three times, and then he heard a voice that said, "Daddy, is that you?" What would have happened if he had not taken a risk? It would have made the news the day before, the day after. Young girl raped and killed. And he could have prevented it. And it was his own daughter. How much do you love other people? Do you love other people in such a way that you'd be willing to risk yourself? Would you risk your own sake if you saw somebody being assaulted? I made my decision. My life is not mine. I'm already dead. I would have died a long time ago. I was born with intestines, intestinal atresia, all my intestines in pieces, no peristalsis, no nervous system. After three major surgeries in 2 weeks, the surgeon said, "Impossible, he can't live. He can't even digest food, he can't even pass it through his intestines. He wasn't born with the capacity." So my dad, who was in seminary, asked his professor, Leslie Harding, to come anoint me. I was anointed, and the next day, they reported all my intestines were in complete good working order, and everything had flip-flopped around. I'm dead already. I'm living on borrowed time. How about you? And second, and I was studying aviation maintenance. I drove a needle-nose pliers right through my left eye. I was holding a wire up, and the wire broke, and both hands, right through. It just exploded in red, and I knew what that meant. That I would get vitreous humor from my eyeball coming out. And since I didn't feel it, I decided to push my finger and see how far it would go in. And lo and behold, it bounced back. So I went running to the mirror and looked. I couldn't see anything. I opened it up and looked, and the pliers had gone right around my eye and come out the side to the eyelid here. It wasn't soon after that I got a job offer to fly for a coal company, making big bucks, nearly $100,000 a year. And I said, "I'm sorry. My eye doesn't belong to me. My eye belongs to God. I would not even be a pilot today if God hadn't saved my life and my eye. I will not accept any job, no matter how much you pay, unless it is an absolute fulfillment of what God wants me to do." And being a coal company pilot was not what God wanted me to do. I knew what He wanted me to do, be a missionary pilot. So therefore, I can never afford to do anything except what God wants me to do, because otherwise, I'm already dead. Some of you can probably say the same thing. Has God saved your life? You owe everything you are. You're already dead. Therefore, you have nothing to lose, do you? In fact, all of us are in that same boat. We would have died a long time ago if the enemy could have had a chance at us. Even if you don't have a miracle story like that, it is a miracle you're here. And therefore, since you have nothing to lose, don't you think that you can go ahead and take the risk of giving yourself totally to God? You see, when you're already sentenced to death, like we learned about today, you can afford to take great risk. And if you're already dead, or you would have been dead, everything you have was given to you specially, you can now go to God and say, "You can have all of me because I died a long time ago." That's a real nice thing to do. It takes all the pressure off of it. And the greatest moments of your life are right before you. The greatest thing that ever happened to you is right before you.